Hello, this is Rocky Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will discover more and more a secret of the life and secret of the universe, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, this is an explanation of interpretation of the Amitāya Sutra, and this part is Dharmakara Bodhisattva is praising his master, the Sejidai-o, the king of the freely controls the world Buddha. And last Dharma talk, I was explaining about one of his praise at how deep Lee listens, and now he also prays about his shōjin. Well, shōjin usually translated as a practice, but actually I'm not satisfied with this translation. The word shōjin in Japanese is also used as very shallow way, so I should put objection to the also how people in generally use the word shōjin. It's like a practice. Anyway, I already explained maybe two times in a previous Dharma talk, because the shōjin is one of the eight light paths, but which Shakyamuni Buddha has taught, and also one of the six practices of the Bodhisattva in Mahayana Buddhism. And I explained that the challenge character of the Shōjin is from the Shō is from the making the rice white. Or not even brown rice, but more like and anyway, take away the things that are not necessary for the rice. Just after the taking out from the farm and make it pure. And that's why usually in the world, kanji, Chinese character of the shō is used also as essence of the energy, or essence of the heart, which means spirit. And jin is moving forward. So the word shōjin means that actually infinitive development of the spirit. And to unify it with the great spirit of the universe, you need a really the state of the heart of the infinitive development. Well, as a way of living, and also so as a way of the practice, way in the practice. Because the universe itself is the infinitive development, spirit of the infinitive development. The great spirit is the infinitive development. And how can you receive unification without your state of the heart is infinitive development? The way of your living is infinitive development. So how you be able to be in a state of the infinite development in a practice, so as in a way of living. This is very interesting part, because usually when people is not in the state of the heart, and the universe is only two ways, either infinite develops or just going down. It increases the split or decreases the split. There's no middle and there's no emptiness. There's no flat exist in the universe. It's a coin, one coin of back and forth. And this is one of the secrets of the universe. A very interesting part. And this is related with how you be able to be in a state of the infinite development. Well, in a practice, for example, one of the important aspect of the in practice is accepting the world deep into your heart, accepting the external world, for example, or other people, spirit or whatever, anything that you are recognizing as external, accepting to deep inside yourself. This is one of the important aspects in the practice. Because to be in a state of the non-duality, which is the unification of internal and external, which is beyond the border of the internal and external, how you be able to unify the internal and external? It's only one way. You accept deep inside of yourself, inside of your heart. And interestingly, if you keep accepting, you reach the state of the oneness of the internal and external. And I dare to say clearly, this is the only way to be relieved from the illusion of the separation of the internal and external. I mean, internal world and external world. And in the practice, important aspect is that you see what's happening in your own heart. Are you, for example, how much you're concentrating that to accepting the others? For example, and another important aspect is that you bring up the energy of the field, you bring up, lift up the energy of the external world, or key energy. If you pray, for example, if you pray for the rescue of the sentient beings, for example, you at the same time, you need to lift up the energy of the field. This is the way to let daily your prayers for others will be fulfilled. This is the only way that the great spirit of the universe and transference him, the great love of the great spirit of the universe, and to rescue them. And when you lift up the key of the field, what you need is same as when you accept others. You need to be able to see how much you are lifting up the key of the field. No, you need to be able to see that the part of your heart, or part of your heart, or what's happening in the key energy, Is it really key? Is key energy is really lifting up? Are you, how much you are concentrating? No, no. How much the part that you are not doing? You need to be able to see the part that you are not enough. And then you will put more effort. And this how every moment this has to be happening. And this is the way how the infinitive development happens. State of the infinitive development. Same as when you the exception. The part that you're not accepting, you need to be able to see. And you put more effort to accept it. And if you do every moment this is makes you bring your state of the heart, infinitive development of the spirit. This is how you receive the unification from the great spirit of the universe. May you be in a state of the infinitive development. May you receive unification from the great spirit of the universe. And may you transference the great spirit, great love of the great spirit of the universe to the world. May great love spring out from deep inside yourself and fulfill your whole existence and to whole universe.